A lot of
high. All right. Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. Yeah. So that's Mechaber's opinion, that even if there are many people in the family, still only the Baal HaBayis lights on Chanukah. The Ramah is, Yeshom, in our practice, to Chol Echem Bimnei HaBayis Yadlik, every person in the house should light their own set of candles. That's what we do. So the first opinion is that everyone follows the Baal HaBayis, and therefore, even if the woman is lighting, the Mishnah Berurah writes later on that she could be motzi the husband if the husband's not around or anything like that. The general rule is that, according to that opinion, only one person needs to light, and that's enough. And therefore, even if the husband is home and the wife, let's say, is in another country, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that the husband can be motzi the wife, and that's it. Rav Yashav says, no, if she's in a different time zone, so then it's going to be a problem that she would have to light in the time zone that she's in. Others have the practice of lighting when they're on the plane, having someone light for them every hour, because you never know what time zone they're in at that moment. So the Ramah says, though, our practice is that every individual in the family lights. But you need to be careful to separate the candles, because if you don't separate the candles, it's not going to be clear who's lighting which menorah and what night it is. So if you have three people lighting on the second night and it's just two candles all next to each other, we might think that it's the sixth night. So in order to avoid that, you have to separate them. How much do you have to separate them? So we'll see that. But again, the Ramah says that every individual lights, but the Mishnah Berurah says, except for the woman, because Ishto Kegufo, so she is Yotze with her husband's lighting. And then the poskim discuss, what about single women? What about daughters in the house? Does that mean that they don't light either? So the Ola Shmuel writes that the minug is not to, for the single women not to light either. The Chasam Sofer gives the reason, because since the main point of Ner Chanukah is to publicize outside the house, and Kol Kvoda Bas Melech Panima, a woman is supposed to be private and stay in the house, so therefore it was never established for women to light outside where it's going to be out there in public. Another reason that single women shouldn't do it is because we don't want them to get used to it, and then when they get married, they're not going to be lighting candles anymore, and then it's going to cause problems also. So that's why many poskim say that women don't have to light. Others disagree and say that this is a chiddush to say ishto kegufo in this situation, and wives should be lighting. So one should consult the posek as to the proper way to act when it comes to their wife lighting. What if the husband and wife are not home? So if the husband is lighting in a different place and the wife isn't with him, is she still yotze with him? So this also is a machlokas aposkim. So one should consult the posek. If the husband is separated from the wife, both in different places, should the wife light on her own? Siv gimel ner she'ishol shtei pios, ole lo bishvil shnayim. If there's a candle which has two different wicks, but they spread out tremendously, so then that can count as two separate candles. But again, it has to be very separate so that it's clear that it's two separate candles. Siv dalad, milei ka'ara shemen v'hikifa psilos. If you fill up a plate with oil and you put wicks throughout them, if you cover it with a covering of some sort and then the wicks stick out, then they can all count as individuals. But lo kafa ala kli, if you don't separate them, afilo ner echad ein ol lefisho kemedura, doesn't count for Chanukah candles because it acts as Madura, as a torch, instead of as one single candle, and you can't be Yotze, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, with a torch. The mitzvah is just with individual candles. But, says Mishnah Berurah, if there is a hefsek, a separation between the different psilos, between the different wicks, enough for a rochav etzva, so then that's enough. And that's what we come to with separating the different people who are lighting different candles. You need at least a rochav etzva in between them. The Ramah says, "Lachin yesh lizar lahamed aneiros b'shur b'shavu lo be'igol davik medura." Therefore, you should be sure when you line up your candles, line them up in a straight line. Don't line them up in a circle, which will look like a torch. And don't even line them up one in, one out, one in, one out, one in, one out, diagonal or anything like that. It should be in a straight line so that it's clear that you're trying to be yotzei the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah with this. So you need to be sure that you separate these candles in order to be clear that you're being yotzei separate candles. And even in Eretz Yisrael, some people in America light in those glass boxes outside to make sure that the wind doesn't blow out the candles. So two people are allowed to light in one box as long as it's clear that they're two separate lines, because then it's clear that it's two separate menorahs. But if it's all bunched up together, you would not be able to light in the same box. This gets into in dormitories when everyone's lighting right outside the dorm and there's like 500 menorahs right outside. So sometimes you have to be careful to try and separate it enough, but you want to be as close to the entrance way as possible so that you're still being Yotzei the mitzvah of lighting on Pesach Beis.